Last week, we discussed some halachas of mazik. Where's the marker for mazik mamul chaveray? And we've mentioned a few cases where it's mutter to mazik mamul chaveray, the same for misa. And then we discussed this, if you're mazik, the moment of a guy. We mentioned chayv apater, we mentioned homachlokes, we mentioned ladina that is. We hold that Kisei Kimli, that there's no Issa, if you're Mazik Maman Goy, you're not Mukhif to pay, as long as it doesn't come the day Chil Hashem. Right. Today, we're going to discuss when you're Mazik Maman Chaveri, and for another Yid, when you're Mazik, do you pay how much the Keli? Let's say I broke a Keli. I broke part of a Keli, I have to fix it. So you pay the amount that the you have to fix the keli, or no, you pay what the, how much nifchas, how much the keli was nifchas. That means, if the keli before it was worth, let's say, $100, it's now it's worth $50, you pay $50 difference. Or you have to pay for the fixing. It could be more, it could be less, doesn't make a difference. This shayla is very much negaya, a car. This car is one of the many shaylas coming from Chashim Mishpat is when someone's mazik someone else's car. So there's two ways to shatz up what he has to pay for it. You go to a mechanic, you fix it up, it costs $500 to fix up the bang in the car. Or you figure out differently, you figure out what was the car worth before it was damaged or was afterwards. So it depends what type of car you have. A brand new car, it's a used car that has 10 bangs, 10 dents already. So that of them will make a difference. You don't have to pay anything then. So the question is, how do you shatz up how to pay? So on this is a big machlokes in the Paiskim. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama, Nun Hei Yom HaBeis, Yarda Behema, Yarda Kedaka, Behema went down Kedaka, Vezika Mishalma Zika. Mishnah says, if Yarda Kedaka, the animal went kedech into a field and was mazik mishal mazik. It pays what it was what damage. Kay said mishalem is mashazika. How do you pay? How do you shuts up? How much is it? He was damaged. Shaman beisa beisa sada kamaisa yafa v'kama yafa. You look at the field and you figure what was worth beforehand and what was worth afterwards. And the Gemara says later on in Baba Kama in Chesam and Beis, the Gemara says. Learns it from a pasuk, obey the steyacha. You know, if you shots up the hezek from a different field, then and the difference you pay. This halacha is not only when an animal go damage a field. You see by many other things also. The Mishnah Baba Kama says in Memches and Beis, Adam sheskaven lechaveray. If someone had intention to hit his friend, and by mistake hika as isha, and he hit a woman, and she happened to be pregnant. The yotzer then she lost the child. Mishal dmei vladais. You pay to make the amount of how he shuts up dmei vladais. Kate to mishal dmei vladais. So the Mishnah says shomim as isha kamei yafa atre yoda kamei yafa shoda. If she would give birth, how much she's worth? How much before she gave birth? And that's the amount you pay that difference. You find this also, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, pay Gimel on base. Hachayva b'chaveray, if someone is chayva on his friend, shom kama yafa kaidim l'chayim kama yafa achash chavavay. What is his worth before you damaged him, or after you damaged him? You did the difference, and the difference of price you pay. Same thing Gemara Ksuba says, and Gemara Ksuba says, if it was pogam, if let's say he lived with a woman, right? Isaac kile hishivka and hamkeres v'shuk. You see how much she's worth of a shichri selling the street. Kama isa yafa, kama yafa. How much she's worth beforehand? Before someone's new home, she's still absula. How much she's worth now? And that's how you figure the difference, and that's what you pay. So come to according to all the examples we gave, that someone broke a keli of someone else, you're not mechuyev to pay a kli shalom, a brand new keli, just a shots up. How much does use keli was worth beforehand? How much is worth now? And you pay the difference between that. And Sendik speaks out the mechaber chashemishbed and shimpei zayin sif aleph by someone's mazik a kli, someone's mazik a someone else's keli. Shalom kamaisik kli shava avu shalom. How much was it worth when it was complete? And what its value is, it's a broken keli. It's a used broken keli. And Sendik speaks out in the Chashim Mishpat, in Simon Tav Gimel Sif Aleph, if it's Behemta, it was Mazik, Shaman Kama Nivchas, the Yikach Anizik Ashram, and Mazik Yashlam Aleyam. At the figured amount of the what the keli, the broken keli is worth, and the Mazik is mashlim to pay the amount of the keli. So all these cases we mentioned till now is talking where he broke the keli. He took a keli, took someone else's keli, and he broke it. And it's, he can't use that keli anymore. So you have to pay the with the shvarim. He gives the shvarim back to the nizik, and also and the figure amount he lost, and that's the amount he pays. Together with the shvarim. You know, he figured the value of the shvarim together with the rest of the money he's mechuyev to pay, and that's how he paid. But let's say, if he stole, or the Gemara says in Baba Kami Ra'al from Ra'alav, that someone stole or gozlei ganav, clear, you don't shatz up at all, and you don't have to kill, you give the bialim back at kli shalom, like it says in Chashim Mishpat, Simon Shinun Hei, Shin Hei Sefei. And you don't give the shvarim to bialim by gezel aganav. You don't give it. You don't figure the broken, how much the value of the broken keli is now. You pay a whole kli shalom. Okay, just by mazik you pay the shvarim plus the rest of the money wouldn't have to pay. All right, that's dagdoma. Comes the shach and comes and says a chinish gadol. The shach says in Chashim Mishpat and Shem Pei Zayin. Sif Katan Aleph, he's Mechadish, that this whole halacha, all the halacha we said till now, is talking where he was Mazik a Keli, and he has to Masakin the Keli. He cannot be Masakin it. You have to get him a new Keli. But let's say it's Eshet to Masakin the Keli, you know, Choyer to Masakin the Keli. And the Sendik speaks out the Shach again in Simon Tzadikei, in Sif Katan Yechaz. There's a long Shach, about a page long Shach. But in short, that's what he says. He says that you mechuyev to pay. You don't pay. You don't. You fix the keli. You don't figure the value of what the loss of the keli is. You have to pay to be mesakin in the keli. As long as the keli is fixable, you mechuyev to fix it. It doesn't. 1 second. And it doesn't. In the mashpish and the shach, there's no nafkamina. If what's different, it's higher or lower, it doesn't make a difference. If you figure the shavis of keli is only $200 and the fixing is $500, or vice versa. The shot is $500 and fixing is only $200, doesn't make enough kamina. When you can fix it, you mechuyev to fix it. That's vices from the shach. The same thing speaks out in the Sivis. This chiddush, what the shach says, is in the Sivis speaks out the same thing in Simon Shemem Sif Katan Gimel. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks out like that also in this Simon Shimpei Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, and vices. From the Yashiv and the Sefer Oros and Bamatzia Tzadik Tesser and Beis, they paskins like this, like the Shach. And same thing holds the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish is in Bamakama, Simon Vav, Sifkan Gimel. The famous Chazaynish. Everyone calls all the many paskins calls like this Ladina, like the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish in Bamakama, Simon Vav, Sifkan Gimel, he has a kasha. He says, if someone was Makako to a wall, he rented an apartment. He rented a house, whatever. It was Makari. He made a hole in the wall. Or let's say another case that many places can compare to this Chazonish. I rent a house and I broke a window. So the question is, do you shots, or let's say that I didn't rent a house. I was playing ball and I broke a window. Do I have to pay for the window? Do I have to pay for the window or not? 1 second. Not of course. So you shots up the whole house. If you look at the house itself, you want to buy a house. The house costs you $400,000 today in the market. Let's say a house in Peterson Park costs at least $400,000. So if I go look at the house is worth the same no matter if it's a broken window or a regular window. It's not gonna make the price less because of that. So ask the Chazanish, if you shots up the whole house, so it comes out the house and the Shabbos house is not less. So why should you be chayev? That's a Chazanish. Yes. So he answers that since the house is not up for sale, it's not up for sale, so then you have to misakim. Once you go in the ticket, then you have to misakim, then you figure the price of the loss of that window. So you have to say, you're going to
see that in the Gemara.
1 second. We just started the shiur. We're going to get to that. Okay? So you're going to pay for the price of the ticket in the window. Even though the house did not devalue because of this, but still, that's only when you look at the whole house. So he says, that's if you're selling the house. But if you're not selling the house, house's not for sale, and you're only looking at the thing he was mazik, you're mechuyev to pay that. That's what Chazanish says. And the Chazanish is maisif. This is all talking if the derech olam is to fix it. Then you're mechuyev to misakin it. But if it's in such a case, the derech olam is not misakin it, then he pays only the pchas of if there's any loss of the value of the house, then you pay the value of the house. But if you don't look at the house, you look at the thing itself, you're mechuyev to pay the damage. That's what Chazanish speaks out. One second. I just started. Okay. In the Sefer Mishpat Hamazik in Chelek Aleph Siman Bei Sifkot Mem, he says the coin that Chazanish comes out that someone was mazik one tile. Let's say he has a tile on the floor or a tile in the bathroom. He was mazik one tile of a floor, and afterwards and you can't find anyone the same tile. You want to put in a new tile, but it's discontinued. So the other tile is blue. Now you get a thing that's a little off blue, a little that won't match. So the question is, do you have to, and the Tavet, the Nidl Chayv, I want a whole new floor now. I want a whole new floor because I want everything to match. According to Chazanish, even Snechshav, that is mazik on floor, but since the minig olam is not to change all floor for one tile, so mela you shuts up when you sell the house. Does the price get high? Does the price get low because this one tile is a different color or not? Usually not. So mela, since the price didn't go down, they not mechuyev to pay at all. According to Chazanish, he says it further. I'm trying to build something. Then you have questions. Okay. Same thing. He says. Another chiddush. Mishra Mazik says another chiddush. Mishra Mazik says it came out about a year or two ago. 2-6-4 on Mazik, on all the halachas of Mazik. So he says another chiddush, he says. That's a stav according to Chazanish, that if the Demei Tikkun he says further, he says like this, that if it's Oymet, according to Chazanish, it's Oymet to Masaki, Mechayev to pay. So he says, the chayv need to pay more. Let's say, for instance, I damage his car. I give his car into the shop to fix. So in the meantime, he doesn't have a car. So he says that if I have to go get a rental, you're mechuyev to pay for the rental also. Or let's say, I want to use this object, I don't have this chayfetz, this keli. I could go rent another keli in the meantime, and the other person has to pay also for the keli, which is not poshut. What? Right. It's not poshut. I looked around, it's a grom and zakish mipata. So I found in Sefer Mishpat Etaira on Choshen Mishpat in Chelagal, Sefsim on base. He says, even coin the Chazanish, for a rental you don't pay. Because why? It's only a grom of Bialma. Okay. Mishra Matik says another chiddush, he says. In Chelagal, again in Chelagal, Simon, the first chiddush, he said, Negea, the rental. That's a Mishmar Mazik Chelik Beis Simen Mem Gimel. This one is Mishmar Mazik Chelik Al Simlan Beis. He says that Mestav according to Chazanish, that if the fixing up is less than Meridas or Erech, the fixing up is less, costs less than the price, the value went down. Let's say, for instance, the the fixing up, let's say the car is $500. But the value of the car, because it's a brand new car, the value went down $2,000. You only have to pay the metikin of But if the nizik doesn't want it, but that's all talking where the nizik wants to keep the car. But if the nizik doesn't want to keep the car, he doesn't want to fix the car. He wants to sell the car. Then the mazik's mechuyev to pay $2,000 of the price of the value going down. So again, what he writes from it is not so pashut, because it's not pashut because according to Chazanish, you can that the Yidus Erech, according to Chazanish, you can mechayev him the Yidus Erech. So the Chaya, according to Chazanish, who says I can mechayev such a thing? That's another thing. He says that the Mishnah says another chiddush. He says that if you're taken, if I fix up the car, but still the car doesn't look like a brand new car again, then you have to pay also Yiridus Erech. Not only fixing the car, but Yiridus Erech also, the value of the car going down. And same thing speaks out to Pesach Choshen in the Zikin Perek Yud, then the Sifkatan Yudches. They says that if if through fixing it, the car won't return to the same value the way it was beforehand, like the Kli Chadash, then also you have to pay. Why? Because that you say you pay the fixing car, fixing the car is only talking is to be machma on the mazik, but not to be meko on the mazik.
Even if he wasn't selling,
doesn't make difference. And again, this is not so pashut because the shach and the chazanish is not mechalik. We're getting to that. Alright, so this is the side from the chazanish, the shach, they say it's chiddush gadol, that the only time you pay the yiridus erech, the devaluation of the car, is only talking if you're whatever you're doing is in your mazik completely. But let's say if the shach is mesakin, then you don't look at the value of the car, of the chayfets, whatever it damaged. You pay the amount of fixing.
Question?
What? Not yet. Okay. However, not everyone holds like this. Not everyone holds like the shach, like the chazinish, the chashuch, and the bayashiv. If you look in the heaven azal from Yitzchak, this is Al Meltzer in Schiras Paragimah Halachagimah, he says in all Eifin, no matter if you're mazik, you can fix it and so on, you have to pay. You pay the shavis of the house. Before you're mazik, after you're mazik, the keli always look at the shavis going down. In the Sefer Shu'as HaNogas from Moshe Sternbach in Chelek Dalet, in the end of the Sefer, he has there leket minhagim of Chaim Biska. He has a bunch of minhagim of Chaim Biska and then Chelek Dalet, Shu'as HaNogas. In Ois Kuf Nun Beis, he brings down from Chaim Biska that says that Paskin, and then he quotes, it could be of Chaim, he heard it Shem Chaim Biska, and some people say that it's not Chaim Biska said this psak, but also Yitzchak said this psak, that says you look at the devaluation, you don't look at the fixing the kele, you look at the devaluation. In the Sefer Maisish is very interesting, I think it's 6 or 7 volumes, very interesting that they brought down all the things from the Chazanish said, the Piyashul Chazanish, and Uchan Kanevsky was married, that's Emes, what he writes in the Sefer, or everything he writes is Emes. So he writes there, in Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, he said the Chazanish said over, a Maisik came before Yitzchak Hanan, that someone broke a window in the house of someone else, and he potted him. And Chaim Kanevsky writes, I'll go on it. He writes that he heard that there was that Maisa was from Chaim Biska. The same thing, the Paskin, that you're not mechuyev to pay, that you don't pay your fixing up, you pay the devaluation. And then Maisa Ish over there, and Maisa Ish in the parentheses brings down, however, Chazon Ish argued on Chaim Biska. He argued on him. He says you have to pay him fixing up. That's what brings down parentheses that the Chazanish disagreed with the Ritzachana of Chaim Biska. And Sefer the Maitz Ish in Chel Gimel Page Reish Vav, he brings down again from Maitz from Chazanish that Paskin Yechayev. Lishitasa. In the Sefer Chavetz Chaim Apoloi in Chel Gal of Davkuf Samachay brings down a Maitz from Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, someone came to Shail to Chavetz Chaim. That someone broke the window of his friend to make it. And the Chavetz Chaim Paskin, he's putter from paying. Why? Because the house is the same value. No matter if you broke the window or not broke the window, it's the same value. The Shabbat's house before you broke it is the same amount. Because really you have to pay the hefesh, but since there's no hefesh, you usually have to pay a difference. Here's no difference, so made a putter from paying. In the Mechesh Lema, let me finish. The Mechesh Lema in Baba Kama, Chelek Aleph, in Simon Hay, of Shleiman Zalman, Shlom Zalman has a shir there in Simon Hay, and he brings down the Chazainish over there, and he argues the Chazainish. It doesn't say anywhere. Where's the Chazainish? Come say it's no Chiddush. That you're quick to pay the fixing up. There's no marker for that. They have to pay what the. It only says you pay. It doesn't say anywhere. You have to pay what it costs now to fix it. And he said, Tzarchin. The same thing. Levush Mordecha in Baba Kama Simeches says the same thing also. You pay the Shavuos. In Dibbis Moshe, I saw quoted Dibbis Moshe. Because I looked up the Dibbis Moshe, it's maybe 20 pages. I didn't have to go through 20 pages to find it. So Dibbis Moshe, two places they quote. In Bamatzia, Chelakav Simchav, and in Baba Kama, Chelakav Simchav Tes. That he says clearly, not like the Shach. The same thing, the Stipler. In Kiel Sianka, Baba Kama, Simchav Zayinu's base. If you look in the Pitzchah Choshen, which today people see like the Sakapira and Choshen Mishpat, so Pitzchah Choshen, in Perik Yud Siv Zayin, he brings down the Tushitas, but he brings down the Chazonish as only Yeshayimim. So Vice says he also held the Dina, not like the Chazonish. And they all bring the same Ayah. They all bring the same Ayah, connected the Shach and the Chazonish. What's that? We mentioned the Gemara Baba Kama and Hayam Beis. Someone's Mazik B'Yadayim saw a Paris and someone else's failed and was growing and it was Mazik. You have to pay you pay the Shavuos of depreciation. Even the Torah doesn't say you pay what you're Mazik. So it says Shaman Kol HaSada. He shuts up the whole field. What will come out to Yafa? How much it was worth coming up after? What's the worth of the Ayah now? And we don't force him to sell his field to see, because it was Master Saw Paris, to see shots up. Even if he would have sold the field, what would be the difference in price? So, Mayors don't have Kimina. If it was a field, a house, a Kaylee, a car, doesn't make a difference. Just like by field, you don't make him pay what it costs to fix up the field. You don't make him pay, put new plants in the plant, new plantations. So you don't force them to pay that. You pay the difference. You know, it costs now more money to do the new, the and so on. Doesn't make a difference. So just like by field, you don't pay the extra insurance that you have to sack into a part that was mazik. Same thing also. You're only shaman. You read this error, the value. And that would be other case also. If I broke a car, what it was paid, if I damaged the car, what was the value before I damaged, what's the value after I damaged? And the car doesn't mention anywhere that between if it's Armin the Mechira or Armin the Tikkun. Where does it say such a thing? The Shach and the Chazanish, where does it say there's a Chilak, if it's Armin the Mechira or Armin the Tikkun, that there's a different shum, a different type of shatting up? Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, in the Shainim. And Frat, right, exactly, people do with something able to fix. If something like this was such a double poshet, it should have mentioned somewhere like this. And so foolish, if you look in the Ravid and the Rajba in Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Zion, they say when someone made a kilko katan in a svina, that's unmedes for tikkun, he shots up the iridis as svina, the devaluation of the boat. And not the tikkun, even though it shacked him in the second, still half a piken, You figure the devaluation. The Yidus Erech. You read this Erech. And same thing is Masha from Lashon and Rambam. The Rambam is a Niski Maman. Perk Zayin Halacha Ches. He says like this. This is Lashon. Shamam Leniskai. Einayim Lamazik. Kachas Ekli Yashava. Elo Einan Kama. Chasa Kli. Meidamav. What was the devaluation of Kli? The Nice and Light. The Chalapach. The Chalapach. Nice and Light. Chalap Chas. So you see also that the Ram says clearly, even still oymet for a kli, it's not a broken keli. She has to fix the keli. But it broke, you just figure, even though you could fix it, it costs money to fix it, but you only look at the deviation of the kli. And so for Shaysa, in the Chashamish Mitzvah Mishin and Dalet Sefei, that if a person, the Machaba, this is Lashon Machaba, Mimrotza Abayin Litala Kli, Hashava Neitlin, Umisham Abchas. So the Sma speaks out, it's not in Sifkot Yiralf, it's talking, you didn't break the whole Keli, only part of the Keli. And still Shem Keli, still you pay the Pchas. So the Sma says clearly, not like the Shach. So even if you pay, the Yiridus Erech is a lot less than fixing the Keli, still the Torah was a Mechayim and more than that. And sometimes it comes out, you don't have to, you don't have to pay anything, even though his mazik is part of the pain. So how are you going to ask Akasha, what do you mean I damaged the person, how can I get away with it? The answer is all this swarm to talk about the sugya, say kach tivsa ak tar gdesha. That's what Torah was mitzava. You pay when you mount the erich. The erich didn't go down, you're not mechuyav to pay. That kach goes in mishamayim. It's mazik chagon, whatever it is, you don't have to pay even anything. Even amaze it, right. Even amaze it. Okay. What? Huh? It doesn't say now you should go out breaking windows and so on. It doesn't say that. You know, it'll be mazik. You have to ask the mechil and so on. But the question, if you did it already, do you have to pay or not? Go out to be mazik. No one says you should go out and be mazik.
That's what the mazik means.
Huh? But does, I know, but doesn't mean you should do it.
Maybe it's not called
mazik
if
there's
no damage.
All right. Huh? We're gonna, huh? I mean, you have a chazaynish. You have a chazaynish. Huh? We're going to talk about it soon. Can you... We'll talk about that.
You're selling your house. You're selling your house.
Yeah.
And you've got... When it comes to the broken window,
inspection.
The window. Huh? For myself, they're selling it 1 minute before, 1 minute after, and they fix the window.
The guy's not going to change. If you put a bid in for the house, it's not going to make a difference. Huh? Any realtors here? But you won't change the price. You want to, if you want this house, that's not true. If you want the house, you pay with a broken and not a broken window.
You make adjustments. Huh? You make adjustments. You'll still have the final price, but they always make adjustments.
The adjustments are on a serious thing. But on a small little thing, you don't make adjustments. I did say, yeah. Yes. He said you put it from Bay.
Right, but for until he gets that window fixed for Marshall, he's got to go out and buy wood and more wood and more wood to heat the house.
It's all grammar.
All grammar.
Yes.
Somebody hits your car and says they don't want to go through insurance.
Huh?
So they don't want to go through insurance.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. So they want to not go through insurance. So then they'll say they hope they don't have to fix the car at all. Can you force them to go through insurance?
You could force him to go for insurance. You have insurance for it. You can force him to go. If he wants to settle, you have to agree to it. If now you go to the insurance. You have a right to go to insurance. Those are the rules of the land. If the guy doesn't go to insurance, then you could say, pay to fix up the car. Everything. I could pay whatever it is, because that's how he gets from insurance. I shouldn't lose on there. That's what my insurance is for.
The rules of the land say you pay for broken
windows. Huh? The rules of the land say you pay for broken windows. If I have insurance, it's one thing. That's what I have insurance for. We're talking about if the rules of the land are connected dinah tayah, go bust the dinah tayah. Unless it's a minigam dinah. If it's not today.
Doesn't pay to buy insurance.
Huh? No, you go ask the other guy's insurance, not your insurance. All right.
Rabbi first, thank you, too.
Yeah.
Let's get away from the window
side. Okay.
Yeah, stay away from the window.
What happens, like you mentioned a few minutes before, a man is mazik a tile, and the tile is discontinued.
Right.
Not to be gotten anymore.
Right.
You imagine something comes into your house, and you put a latte in the front entrance. It's going to look gorgeous. Unless you could tell him at Dvar Torah, that's Eichel Lechorban. That's why you made it. In a case like this, Rabbi Ford, there is no shyle.
You might be right. It's something that's boiled me out. Maybe you might be right. Yeah. It's boiled.
There's no shyness. Yeah.
If it's something that's boiled very much, could be different. Could be.
Could be.
I hear.
If the tile was damaged in a bathroom upstairs, okay. Yeah. But in the entrance of the house.
You're right. If it's something that's boiled right, it could be you're right.
I'm happy that I'm right.
I said you're right. I said it could be you're right.
Huh?
If it's boiled right, right. All right. All right. What?
Some tires have to have tires in place to tires because the tires have to have
tires.
Auto tires.
Yeah.
They have to be replaced. They have to be replaced in pairs because this one is. Otherwise, this one has too much thread and this one not enough thread, and it messes up the gears and the new drives that they have.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. I mean, you would change tires of cars. You have a flat tire, you get a new. You don't get new four tires.
You know, somebody might be mounting the tire. They poke the knife it or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. Yeah, but to say that you have to change all four tires because of that. I had enough times tires by me got punctured, whatever it is. They didn't tell me to get two tires.
All-wheel drive, front-wheel drive tires. The tires have to have the same wear on both tires.
Oh, yeah?
It messes up the...
It might be a grommer. It might be a grommer. No, it might be a grommer.
Right.
Yes?
The Rav quoted in Sefer that if the...
What?
The Rav quoted before on one of the storms that if the shotting up of the devaluation is... more than cost to fix, that you would force the guy to pay the devaluation.
So I said, well, it's not Mustafa.
We're
Mustafa,
right,
right, yeah. Right.
It's not
right.
A boomer,
right, yeah, a right. I said it's not Mustafa. I mentioned that. Yeah. Right.
All these dinim, even though it's halach, all these things are going connected that the Indian of halach would be brachot.
We're talking about the end of the day, you got to pay or not. Certainly you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't go breaking windows. You shouldn't be doing all these things. We're doing it if it happened already. What do you do now? Do you have to pay or not? And of course, you shouldn't go break windows, you shouldn't do magic, someone else's thing. But lach the b'dorchim, like you said. But the mice, if it happened, we're talking about if it happened.
By the time when you did it, it's amazing. It's so philosophically connected. Halacha.
But that's all halacha. The guy did it. That's the mice, Shari Kachoya. All right. I saw in the Sefer. I saw in the Sefer Madni Shleima, where he brings out Pesachah from Shleima Zalman. He says a Chiddush from Shleima Zalman that he heard directly from Shleima Zalman, this Chiddush. Shleima Zalman said that depends what you mazik. If someone's mazik chayfet shechaveirai, you have to pay what he was mafchis. Moshe, let's say he damaged someone's car, so you pay. You pay what the valuation is. You read it to Erech. And you don't have to pay fixing up the car. Like we quoted before from Shlomo Zalman, Micha Shlomo, and Baba Karma, like that. And he says the same thing also. Shlomo Zalman told this person the same thing also. Let's say, your mazik's own sefer, he has a sefer. He tore out a page. So you have to pay him by a whole new sefer. You just have to pay the difference of the difference how much you pay for Sefer missing one page. And let's say another case. Let's say I borrowed from him a Sefer, an old Sefer. It's an old Sefer, and he lost the Sefer. So you don't have to pay a whole buy him a whole new Sefer. It's a new Sefer. Kisimishayer, the price of a used sefer. However, Shem Zalman said that if you break a window, a window of someone else, you have to, if you figure out the amount of the devaluation, it comes out you won't have to pay at all. Because since the prices of the house did not go low because of this. That's not shach to say, not shach to be such a thing like that. So made in such a oifen, you have to pay fixing the window. That's a quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman. They mix this chilek. However, it comes out according to this, there's something you can't figure out. If you can't be shayman the shavius, then you pay the tikkun. There's a chiddush gadol because it's not like the Chofetz Chaim, not like the Paiskim. It's not like he himself writes in Micheshlem Babakamachel Gal Simheis. It's clear not like that. That he brings a chazainish and he argues on him. And it's even more than that, that there's a Micheshlema in Babakamah Daf Pegimel Amud Beis. He writes there, he brings on a Pichadish that says, the Eifim, it's not Nifchis Erkoi. If the price of the value didn't go down, says the Pichadish, you don't have to pay at all. Mamish is Mufush Pichadish. You're not going to pay at all. Like it's like many Achrayim said, we brought down now. The Chavetz Chaim, all these Achrayim say, there's not Nifchis, if there's no Yehudis of Erech, you're not going to pay. So Mela, you cannot be Semech on this Madish Shlomo Dina. So it comes out, Ladina, right now, it comes out, the big machloikas apaiskim. Do you pay if you break a window or you damage a car and you have to fix it? Do you have to pay the fixing up to the car? Or you figure the Yeridus Erech, the amount of depreciation or the devaluation of the car because it's damaged? And we mentioned the Nesivus holds like the Shach. So that the Nesivus, the court Nesivus, he holds like the Shach and like the Chazainish. And the Nesivus in Kufman, Sifkon Gimel, there's no raya. Why? Even the rice that say you have to Misaka is not so partial. Why? Because the Nesivus writes in Simon Tzadikai, Sifkon Nevavi, says Mephorish, that it's Biyad HaMazik. It's Biyad HaMazik. He has a shus, the Nesivus says, he has a shus, the Mazik has a shus either to pay the devaluation or Misaka in the car. So she should come back like Lazik Kadmusai. So it shouldn't be considered any hectic at all. So then the Nesivus says, different than the quote in the Nesivus and Kufman Sifkon Gimel, that seems to him, you have a choice. If I could fix up the car the way it looks like it was beforehand, then certainly you could do that. If not, then you pay the Yeridus Erech. And Emerson, the Chazainish, even though we mentioned we're calling the Chazainish the whole time, it's not so posh, it's from the Chazainish. Why? We mentioned the Chazainish in Simavar Sifkon Gimel, you have to pay the what it costs to fix, and not the Yeridus Erech. However, there's a Chazainish in two other places just opposite. The Chazainish in Baba Kama, then the Simeon Gimel, Sifkot Yod, says before you pay the amount of the devaluation, Yiridus Erech. And he ends off the Esher Lekroya Kein Ladina. And same thing, he speaks out in Ebenezer, Simeon Pei Beis, and Sifkot Tezvav. And some of Chayinu want to say, even the Shach is minded to this. Even the Shach. Because rather the Shach was in Mechamed to say, the Shach is talking how you pay. It didn't. According to Shach, you can't mechayev to pay more than you need to erech, because Kenegar all the Gemaras he said that the Shach means to say that Shach to Misaken you should Misaken, but not that you have to pay more than you need to erech. The Shach to Misaken, then you should try to Misaken as long as it is not more than you need to erech. If not, you can taina. I don't want to pay more than you need to erech the devaluation, and he brings down the same thing speaks out. Yamshe Shlema and Baba Kama Perikei Simen Chaf Aleph Tumen inside the case Sifkot Zion and the Sivit and Sifkot Rav writes like the Tumen. One second, that's what I'm trying to get to. What? Some people want to say Chilek. There's a Chilek in Kaka Metaltalim. All the case of the Gemara is talking about a field, so the Chilek in Kaka Metaltalim. Only by Kaki shuts up, or by Metalti, you got to pay to fix up. Which is connected to Gemara, because we mentioned not only Kaka, but we mentioned also the Mevlod, Hakor, the Mevlodais, Chayvel Bechaveyai, Pekam Be'isha. We said all the halachas are the same. You also shuts up what it was worth before and worth afterwards. So you can't say such a chilek. I saw another chiddush. It's also, which I think is not mistava. Let's say someone damaged the house. Guy has a piece of big lot, and there's a house. He has a small house over there that he uses. Someone comes and damages the house, the whole house. They can't use the house anymore. So someone comes to China, I don't have to pay him for that damaged whole house. Why? Because if I tear down the house and the gevir buys a piece of property, he's going to pay, he's going to tear down the house anyway. So maybe the house has no value anyway. So it's a prime area, have a downtown Chicago, or some expensive neighborhood, let's say in Borough Park. You have these small little houses there. As soon as someone dies, the old person who dies, it's hopped up for $1 million. They tear down the house and they build themselves, you know, a mansion over there. So... Huh? So
the man had no intentions to sell it.
What?
The man had no intentions to sell it.
Oh, very good. So you can't say such a thing. Why? Because you don't look at the piece of property, you look at the person living in the house.
Right.
Okay. So you can't use, but I'm telling you, some people want a tiny such a tiny, so I'm saying it's not that, because you look at the house now, you're living in the house now, you look at the house now. So Ladina, what do we do, Ladina? It's a machoikas apaiskim. Poshad Khazanish, right size. That he holds Yechutz in Misakin. Others say not like that. Others say, we mentioned a number of Paiskim to hold that you figure the devaluation. You didn't say, ugh. What do you do? What do you do? So the halacha, the mice is you can say Kimli. Like the sheet is, I can take both sides. The mice can take, say Kimli, like both sides. For instance, if he breaks the window of the house, He could tell you I don't have to pay anything because I wasn't machvis the Shabbos at the house. So I don't have to pay anything. And let's say he mazik a car. He damaged the car. If he damaged the car, then it's totally what type of car he damaged. It was a brand new car, just driving out of the car lot, or he's using it now for 2 weeks and so on, but still a brand new car. It was a new car. And he damaged the car, so he looks at what can I get away with? What's cheaper for me? Do I pay fixing up the car, or do I pay the yidus erech? If the chas of the car is cheaper to fix up, what is makalko? And the cheaper thing, that's what he basically said, Kimli. I hold like the, if it's cheaper to fix up than the devaluation of the car, so I hold like the shach. The whole thing could be misakin. And let's say you have like a yeshiva shakar, there's 10 dents in there. So now it's the 11th dent in there. And there's no devaluation of car. So why can't come a time and say, listen, you damaged my car. If you damage something, let's say the lights or something like that, you can't use a light. That's something else. And you have to fix it. But at least something has to be done. It has to be used or something like that. But if it's just another dent in the car. It doesn't look much different afterwards. So then you can tell you I don't have to pay anything. I don't have to pay anything there because the Shabbos car was not down. So Ladina, it depends on what type of car you have. If it's a brand new car or a used car. If a new car has a bunch of dents in there, there's no pchatz, then he's part of him paying anything whatsoever. He has to pay anything at all. So Ladina, if someone asks such a shayla, that's how I tell them that's the halacha. And these shaylas come up Keseda. And Apidin, you have to, the Rav has to ask exactly what's the amount of what type of car it is. The rabbi say what type of car it is. There's a doubt, and then you could be taking, say, Kimli, either way. Yes.
What about Kido? Let's say my son gave his still in into a place for him in India, and he lost one of the parishes.
Yeah.
So he can replace it with just a portion of parishes, a portion of parents' villain.
No. It has to be something equal.
It has to be equal.
Yeah, that's something else. That's Avedis. You're not talking about, we're talking about Mazik. Mazik is something. We're talking about Mazik.
Why is he just Mazik?
Huh? At the end, he lost on the deal. Now, he wasn't Mazik. He didn't take and damage the parchment. He lost it. So it's Avedis. It's a different halacha.
He was dying to do a case for, not by a car, by a house, where somebody damages it, he's 100% tied to pay.
In the dying gear, there is.
You have to pay for fixing up?
Yeah, 100%. It's not a machlok, it's a holzer. Where is there a case by if someone damages a house?
There a case
the house? Where you pay up 100%. Is there a case?
No.
Car and drive
no.
Into the
house.
No. Well, did Abraham have a right to make up that? I heard in Lakewood that the minig is that if somebody damages somebody, they pay for the damage. They have to fix it.
I heard of such a thing. Now in Lakewood, there's some place like this. There's no such thing as Dina. The next case, which was next week, we'll talk about. That we'll talk about. There's such a thing as a minigam malkum. I don't know if Lakewood has a shus to make a minigam malkum. Who are they to make the minigam malkum? Maybe you have a bezdin. Come on, this is our minig and so on. I don't know if Lakewood. You know, everyone decides to do it. What they made up like that.
Yeah.
So large city, yeah, though. There's all the city laws and everything.
I can't believe in Lakewood everyone agrees to one thing. I can't. It's impossibly such a thing. All right. Okay. We have close to 15 minutes. To start the next topic will take longer. So I'll talk about a topic that has to do with the Pasha and has to do with the Shavas Aveda. Yeah.
The buyer, you always do a walkthrough. If you're going to buy something in an exceptional case, somebody's tearing it down, that's a different situation. If you're just selling it, when 1 minute before, 1 minute after somebody breaks the window, the buyer wants to take off the cup and fix the window or take off the cup. The price goes down. Equal to what
I'm not so sure you're right. If a guy has, there's a number, there's a
number.
Let's say there are a number of people bidding for the house. The house is $400,000. If A's not taking, who's not taking, Shimon will take it. You're going to take that, house that got broke a window, and still pay the same price.
One's the value and one's the adjustment. The value doesn't change, but the adjustment happens.
Right, yeah.
The amount has right to say.
He could say it, but I'm not so sure you're right. I'm not so sure.
Rabbi, can I answer the question? Yeah. I just sold the house.
One second, one at a time. Rav David Schenker, he's talking to you.
I've got an answer for you. The Rav is saying that the value of the house, when you sell it, doesn't change by a broken window. If you already sold a house, and the guy didn't close yet, and he makes a walkthrough, he comes and says, this is not the house I bid on, you go fix the window that now broke. It's not the same thing. But when the value is decided at the bidding process, nobody reduces their bid because one window is broken.
Yeah. All right. The next subject is also a very, very important subject, which I'm just going to mention what it's about, is when you figure the value. Here we're talking about paying the value. How do you figure the value? You figure the value, what the shuk says the value is, what personally is your value. It's always not always the same thing. It could be completely different. Because something that's emotional, someone tears your pants. Pants cost, let's say, $50. A torn pair of pants, he tears your pants. So shall you pay back? If you use pair of pants, how much are you use pair of pants? What do you pay for such a thing? Kamo Shava, I don't know if you pay $5 for it. So shall you, how do you figure it out? But by me, I'm the owner of the pants. By me, the pants is used, I use it for a year. So I paid $50, now it's worth $3 for me. But for the guy, you shove it and shook, you put it in a sale other people, they won't pay more than $5. So you look at the person himself, or that. It's a big machlok, it's a price. We'll talk about Leonardo next week on that. But right now, since we have only 10 minutes, so, Aaron, you got a question?
You're talking about replacement value, aren't you?
Huh?
When you talk about pants,
yeah.
You're talking about you have to buy a new pair, that's called replacement value.
Right, yeah.
Okay, then that's
but that's
value versus actual. If a guy.
Yeah, so that's the next step. Once you came up, you pay, you read this Erech, how do you feel you read this Erech? That's next week. I know it took too long the first part, so we'll have to wait till next week on that. So we'll talk about some other thing.
In general, value, even if you take literal value, that means what you could get in a resale shop.
That's a shaila. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about next week. You have to come back. You're stuck. You got to come next week. Okay? All right. All right. Tanai Dasha says in this past week's Pasha, Bar Kero Yaim, Hashemigan Terach Videcha, Vitalai Maisa Mikal. Avram Avinu captured all the booty from the war and he gave mice on it. So from here, they clear Shaila. If a person finds money and Al Pidin is not Mokhir, so give it back. There's no Mitashav, so he found a $100 bill. We take our normally, buy them Miyash from it. But if name is Shusadin, you should try to get the person to find out who lost the money. So what this person did, he lost a $100 bill, and he walked to the shul $100 bill. So perhaps they saw a sign there, I found money, and if person gave him back, so he able to tell him it was a $100 bill. Not often people lose $100 bills, so he turned it back, and he gave simonim, whatever simonim was possible. The question is. Is it going to give mice some money? Since he found it, it's his. So even though he did, his name is Shusadin, to return, he didn't have to return the money. It says you don't have to return back. I'm going to give mice some money or not. So they want to bring a raya from this week's Pasha. Rav Chaim Kineski brings a raya from this week's Pasha. Vita Maisa Mikal. The after Avraham Avinu came back from Chomer Sadaim, he gave mice on all the shawl he got. So it says in the Sefer Time of the Kra, you can learn from here, someone in Ma'as Aveda, where he's not Mechuyif to turn it back, on his name is Shusadin, the Din is Mechuyif to give Ma'as Aksofim on that. Because Avraham Avinu got Ma'as money. That's what being arrived from this. However, other people disagree with Chaim Kineski. Bayashiv disagrees with his son-in-law. He says that with his name is Shusadin, the case of Avraham Avinu was booty from a war. There wasn't even if Snei Mishos Din to give back. However, if someone wants to give back the Snei Mishos Din, then you're not mechuyif to give Maisa money from that. Because once it's a Snei Mishos Din, then it comes in the Pasha of the mechuyif. Once it goes Snei Mishos Din, you're in the Pasha of Hashem Saveda. Even though it's a Snei Mishos Din, so maybe it didn't belong to you 100% because you want to kind of Snei Mishos Din. So in such a case, you're not mechuyif to give Maisa money. When you're mechuyif to give Maisa money, if something is not, if even the Shnei Sedun, you're not mechuyif to do it, and then I do it to give it, then I have my special case like Avraham Avinu. He even do it, there wasn't even a Shnei Sedun to give it back.
Even if the guy was Miyarish?
Huh?
Even if the guy was Miyarish?
Even, we'll talk about it in a second.
One second. Or give back the whole amount and then pay an addition?
That's pay addition. He's stuck.
Not to take off
mice
and then only...
Right, no. He's stuck. He has to pay mice some money, plus if he wants to get the whole amount of money.
It's
going to
cost him for that.
Right. That's the thing that probably will cost the money. However, the best thing to do, the price can speak out, the best thing to have in mind is when you pick up something, money, you should have, and if you want to, you might want to find somebody, who the loser, the one who lost the money, then you should have him in, you should have a mind, you're not Zaycha. So maybe it's never Shaloi. Once it's not Shaloi, so Kulam, you're not Mechuyif to give my money. So if you want to avoid this Machlokes of Chaim Kineski and Bal Yashiv, the best thing is when you pick up the money, have a mind not to be Zaycha. However, the different Shalom surprised no one asked me. What about the person who lost the money? He was Miyash on it already now. He was Miyash on the money now. Now when someone gives him back the money, is it mechuyif to give mice on it? It's new money now. It's found money. Gefund the geld. He's asking mice on it. So the sense of the paiskim is then you mechuyif to give mice. If you attend, if you're miyash or not. If he was miyash on the money, and now someone, and all of a sudden he sees a sign in shul that says that he found this money, and you find out this is the money which you're miyash already on, then the din is you mechuyif. It's new money now. You mechuyif to give mice some money then. But for one second, however. If I wasn't Miyash, I still had some glimmer of hope that some nice guy out there, some from you, will find it and will give it back to me. So I wasn't Miyash yet, so maybe it's still my money. Then I'm not Mechuyif to give Maisa money on that.
What if I lend somebody money?
And then two Maisas happened. People lost thousands of dollars in a bus in that to sell. You hear these mices.
You want to pull that mice twice.
Huh?
And the guy who found it. And the guy who gets it.
Yeah,
the mice twice.
Yeah.
That's our micer.
Why not?
Does he have to tell the person if he was in the eye?
Huh?
Does he have to tell the person if he was
in the eye? No, it's in the Bajram. It's in my
money. When the guy's returning it, does he have to tell the person, you know, I was in the eye? I appreciate the returning it, but I was in the eye. Does he have to let the guy know?
What more will make a difference?
In terms of the guy might only want to return it if the guy wasn't the eye.
We say automatically money is me Irish.
Yes. What if you thought, you're not Irish. Let's say you lost money, but it's either you lost it in the shul or you lost it on a bus in Chicago. So you think, I lost in the shul, not me Irish, because people in the shul are honest, but if it's on the bus, I'm a Irish.
But the thing is, if you money, it's always Hefka. You find money, we say he's me Irish. In the Irish right away. Adam Mashes Petisa Bechal Shah, even the shul. Adam, by money, Adam, unless you have a simon, a certain amount, let's say you lost a certain amount of money, he could give a simon. But if something that's anybody simon, then the din is, Adam Mashes Bechal Shah, we say automatically, the person's Miyat. It's Umdina, the person's Miyat.
What if it's in your wallet, there's a simon?
If what?
If it's in your wallet, the wallet has a simon.
Oh, we're on simon then, it's in the wallet.
There's no simon, money's in the wallet.
Huh? Doesn't make a difference. It's in the wallet then, so it goes together.
What if I lend somebody money, time goes on, and I never expect to get it back in a VI, and then finally pays me back? Do I have to give
Meister money? Yes, if you have the same aloha, yeah, the price can speak out like that. Let's say you lend someone $1,000, and you see you're not getting it back, and you want to, you're Meish on the money. Now it gives you the money now, you have to give Meister, it's new money. If you really want Meish, then you always have to give money then. Yeah. Any other questions? All right. One more thing. All right. Just one. I want to make an announcement. That periodically, an email gets sent out to notify people of any changes to the shiur's schedule. So, anyone here is not currently receiving these email updates. Please add your name and email address to the sign-up sheet. That's over here. Okay, she's over. Okay, good. Okay, that's what the she's about. You know?
I'm holding. At least I'm holding.
Okay, good.
I was very distinct.
What?
Yeah, the Shemaya. I'm a rabbi. I was learning of Doa.
Yeah.
And I saw there that it says the Rama, the Machaber, the Maran, and the Mishmur all say to use the Hadassim for Havdalah. So I saved my Hadassim to use them for Basamim.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, some people do it. I tried it once. They all dried up and was.
I keep it in a paper towel in here. My fridge.
You're the one who got it.
No.
Last night I used it.
Why don't you just make the book about Achse Basamim?
No. So I put it together. So I have my regular Basamim and I hold it together with my Hadassim, so it's no Sabbath Bracha. That's good, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Check your spam.
If I find money in the store,
under the pushcar, I don't have to
do anything.
I can take it.
Is there any proof that it came from there?
No.
You can get it.